Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, this is Tobias Trevelyan, and you're hearing me on Stardust Radio.
This is Jean-Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardust Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.
Hi, this is John Brotherton. You're listening to Stardust Radio. Have a wonderful night.
Good evening, everyone. Today is July 8th, 2008. I'm your host, Joanne. Thank you for tuning in to Stardust Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Can you guys just bear with me because I am having a technical difficulty? It's a total server issue, so I have someone helping me right now. And of course, it's always when everybody's so excited and we have such a fantastic guest on right now. Hang on 2 seconds, and I'm going to get him on the phone, okay? Let's see. Just so you know, I dubbed this week as Daytime's Sexy Men because I have had Tobias Trevelyan. Tonight, of course, is Brandon Buddy, and tomorrow will be Mark Lawson, and the following day will be Lauren St. Victor from Guiding Light. Bear with me. Georgette, are you on the phone? Georgette, I need you to come on the line.
Hello?
Hi, Georgette.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for being my eyes. I want everyone to know that I'm having a serious server issue, and Blog Talk will not boot up for me. The only thing I can see is my chat room. I can't see my switchboard. So, Georgette, you're going to have the honorary job tonight of helping me with the switchboard.
Sweet. Lucky me.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what I want you to look for on the switchboard is how many callers do we have?
We have right now, well, not including me, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 callers.
Okay. Throw down their area codes for me.
We have 239-312-718-646 and 757.
Okay. Well, I'm playing a little lottery here. let's see. I'm just trying to bring it up again to see if Blog Talk will come up for me. And it won't. I don't understand why. So let's go to the first area code that you have, and let's see who's on the phone.
Okay. Okay. Hello, area code 239.
Hey, it's Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley. Hang on 1 second. We're going to come right back to you, honey, okay?
All righty.
Okay, put her on hold.
How do I do that?
Just click on the microphone again.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry, everybody. DM live radio.
Okay, I got it. You want to go to 312?
Go to the next one.
Area code 312, you're on the radio.
Hi, Georgette. Hi, Joanne. It's Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Tony, hang on. We're trying to find Brandon. My switchboard is down, so Georgette's going to be my eyes here.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Sorry, hold on.
I can only see the chat room. Go ahead. Hold on, Tony.
Okay.
Okay. Next area code is area code 718.
Hello? 718.
Hey, it's Lissa.
Hey, Lissa.
Hi, Lissa.
What's up?
Nothing much.
All right, sweetie. Hold on. We're going to try and find Brandon, okay?
All right. Hopefully you do.
Okay.
Okay. Next area code is 646.
646. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Hold. Yes, you did. Hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, next.
Okay, there it goes. Okay, next is, okay. I was about to say, it disappeared. Now it's still here. Next is 757.
Okay.
Okay, never mind. 757 went away and just hung up. Okay, next area code is 618.
It's Amanda.
Hi, okay. Amanda. Hold on, honey.
All right.
Next area code is 818.
There we go. And I know damn for sure that this is my friend, Brandon Buddy.
Here Hello. I am. Hello.
Hi, darling.
That was driving me crazy. I could hear everybody saying, you know, like, okay, the next one is 727. I'm like, no, 818, damn it.
I know. I did not get your area code. And my switchboard is down. I can only see my chat room. So I have my dear friend Georgette on the other line
Brandon
who is
knows
seeing
me.
My
What's
eyes.
Up, buddy?
I was so, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. I was so confused because I've never done this before. So I call and I could hear everyone talking and stuff. I'm like, all right,
uh-huh.
cool, maybe I should call back again. So I was
uh-huh.
like first of the list because I had called like right at 10 o'clock or something.
Right.
So then I guess I jumped down to the bottom of the list when I hung up.
Well, I apologize for the technical difficulties.
No.
Blog Talk does have that issue sometimes. And
quite
it's usually right. when someone of your caliber with the fans that you have like to overload the switchboards and then their servers
boy.
Crash. Oh, yeah. Flattery. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, let me start here because I know we do have callers. And Georgette, thank you so much for sticking with me. Don't go nowhere, though, because I'm going to need
you.
Thanks,
Georgette. I'm still
thank
here. My mom was yelling at me. She's like, what are you doing on the phone? I'm like, I'm in a conference call. Leave me alone.
Oh, gosh. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for coming to Stardish. And,
thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, you've been a long-time, highly requested guest for my show. And,
wow.
Since the show launched in April, I've been getting emails week after week for you, for Kristen, and for Brittany, and for Marco, Jason, rather, sorry, to come on the show. So I'm really glad that you were able to, we were able to get this together.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure.
All right. Well, I know that everyone is probably going a little crazy and they're dying to get on the phone with you. So I will keep my questions brief, people, because these girls can get extremely rowdy when they don't get to talk to their favorites. So let's start with a tiny bit of background on you. You are originally from Texas. And you ended up in Winter Haven, Florida, which I think is so funny because I'm in Florida. And I remember years ago when I was your age, taking the Amtrak back and forth to New York, and we always stopped through Winter Haven. So that just stuck out for me right there. So Winter Haven, Florida, and then you made your way to Los Angeles. So tell me and everybody that's listening how you ended up in L.A. and how you ultimately ended up on One Life to Live.
Okay, is everybody ready? It's going to take a while.
Oh, come on now. Go ahead.
I was born in Austin, Texas. Then I moved to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I was there for about 7 years. Then moved,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Then
That's
moved,
where I am.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I love it down
yeah.
there. So then I moved to Augusta, Georgia for a couple of years, then Columbia, South Carolina, then Halifax, Nova Scotia, which is in Canada. Then I moved back down to Florida, which is Winter Haven this time. I was there for about 4 years. Then I moved back to Texas. While I was in Texas, I went to an event that was held for like aspiring models or actors and stuff. And I wanted
mm-hmm.
to basically, I had no thought of acting whatsoever. I was trying
mm-hmm.
to maybe do some modeling to get me through college and stuff. So I went there to do modeling, and there is where I met my current manager. And he found me, and he said, hey, listen, do you want to act? And I said, no, not really. And he goes, well, why don't you come out to L.A. and give it a shot? And so I went back went back home and kind of discussed it with my family and whatnot. And just, you know, one day, I mean, there was quite a few things I had to do before I was able to move out. I had to lose some weight. I lost about 25 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at that time I was going through some weird stages where I was like dyeing my hair. Not like, I mean, I did like kind of like the surfer kind of blonde tips and stuff. So I had to fix that, and there's a couple other things I had to do. So about 6 months later, I decided to go ahead and move out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year and a half later, I got this audition, and I was fortunate enough to get it.
Wonderful. And this is your first major acting role, right?
Right, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And so what do you think of the soap world so far?
It's great. I love it. It's so fast-paced. It's really hard to get bored. I'm somebody that, you know, I get bored really easily where, you know, places I live, what I like to eat, you know, that kind of thing. But it's really hard to get bored with soaps because you have so much dialogue within a day, and there's always different stories going on, and you're interacting with several people. So it's great. I hit the jackpot with this job.
Yeah, definitely. And now, when you went out for this audition, you're a young guy. What, you're 22 years old? I mean, had you even ever heard of One Life to Live or any kind of soap? Did you get to watch?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I wasn't in the cave somewhere.
Well, no, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. You are young.
Yeah, well, you know, soaps, it's actually not something I ever watched. But, I mean, I know what soaps are. It's, you know, it's out there. My mom actually watched One Life to Live a while back. And then her show was Young and the Restless until I got this job. And now now she's switched boats. But
okay.
But when I was in Los Angeles for the first 6 months, my managers wouldn't let me go out on auditions. They didn't want me to burn any bridges if I were to be extremely bad, which kind of was when I first started. So the first 6 months, I just trained. I read books, took classes. And then a year later, I maybe had a dozen auditions the whole year, which, you know, some of my friends had a dozen auditions in 1 week.
Right.
So I was rarely going out. And when I was going out for, like, you know, Burger King commercials or this and that. So when I got an audition for One Life to Live, I thought, that's pretty solid right there. So I was extremely excited.
Right.
And I remember the whole process. I reviewed the whole process in my head at least once a month because I still pinch myself. But I remember getting the audition, and within my management company, there's about eight guys going out for it. And I got a call back in the room that day, which, you know, for me, because I hadn't been doing too well when I was out there, was a really big surprise for me.
Right.
So I went back about a week later. I was in the room. I did the audition for the casting director, came up to me afterwards, gave me a hug, which that had never happened before. And in the casting world, it doesn't happen. So I was like, well, that's got to be a fairly good sign. And a week later, got the call that I was flying to New York to test for the job. And I remember my manager telling me, he's like, hey, listen, no, Brandon, just go out and have a good time. It's a free trip to New York. You're not going to get the job. There's so many other guys more qualified than you are. So just enjoy the free trip.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So I went out. New York City is kind of sentimental to me because I've been here several times with my family during Christmas time. So I remember the night before, I walked around to those various spots that me and my family go to, just kind of like recollect myself. And then the audition, went home. That was fun. And then with my management company, if you get a job, they bring in the agent and they bring you into the office, they bring your agent there, and they ring a bell. So about a week after I got back from New York to test, they call me into the office. And then I see my agent step into the room. I'm like, okay, what's up? And then they pick up the bell and start ringing it. And I just dropped to my knees. I couldn't believe it. It was just like,
wow,
such a surreal moment for me. I was just so excited. It's been nothing but greatness since.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that, especially your first time coming out. You know, that's a big deal. Now, you came on the show as Colt Bornhart, the son of two pivotal characters in One Life to Live history, Marty and Patrick. You came on originally with Christina Chambers, who I adore, and as a matter of fact, she's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. So she'll be on the 22nd with me. I definitely will. And before we leave, before we hang up, you could say something, and I'll play it back for her. That'll be cute.
That'd be great, yeah.
Now you have Susan Haskell, who originated the role. Was that a little odd for you as an actor? You know, I mean, because you started it with Christina, and then she ultimately got killed off, and now they bring someone back who originated. Kind of like what they did over on All My Children with Sabine Singh and Rebecca Budig, and you know what I mean?
Sure,
so
sure.
Was that weird for you, having to now learn to work with Susan?
Well, first of all, I came on the show and I didn't even know I had a last name. I was just Cole. And it wasn't until a few months later that I found out my last name. So I was like, okay, well, did my research and I figured out who these people were. And so I knew that there was a previous Marty. So Christina Chambers, I absolutely adore Christina. I think she's so gorgeous. She's brilliant. You know, I loved working with her. But you know, Susan Haskell, I love working with new people in general. So, and Susan Haskell was the original, and I hear she's brilliant. She's been nothing but sweet to me. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I haven't even worked with her yet, but I've seen her on the studio and we've chatted a little bit. And, yeah, of course it's going to be a little weird, you know, cause Christina's all I know as Marty, but,
right.
Yeah, I mean, but that's part of the challenge of acting is you have to just kind of like sink your teeth in situations like this, and you can't think it's pretend. You really got to believe it's happening.
Right.
And that's what I try to do. I don't want people to see that I'm, you know, acting that I'm seeing. I want people to feel like I'm actually in this moment. So yeah, it's gonna be a little weird, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how they kind of unfold the whole process of us reuniting.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting. Yeah, because that's all the buzz of how they're actually gonna have this play through. Yesterday, I believe it was the scene where you went to Todd and told him about Star. And I had on Tobias Trevelyan last night, and before we got to speak with him, we were talking about yesterday's episode, and we were saying how it was a little weird that you go over there to Todd's new house, and you're yelling and screaming at each other in the foyer, and there's no show of Marty whatsoever, like no voices. So we're anxious to see how it's all going to unfold with that.
Yeah, well, then again, she is medicated up. I mean, she's been taking a lot of pills and stuff for her, you know, whatever she has, her pains and whatnot. So, you know,
right.
You just got to use your imagination. I definitely thought about that, too. You know, I was like, well, I'm at the house. I mean, she can't hear, like, arguments and stuff.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I mean, there was only one, like, outburst. The rest was pretty calm, so...
Right.
But, you know.
Well, it'll be interesting. Now, you yourself, you're only out of high school a few years, and on the show you're given a script which some fans have considered to be controversial, and some felt that it wasn't an appropriate storyline for daytime as far as the teen pregnancy storyline, which I just don't understand because it's such a reality.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know anyone that can't relate to someone who's actually had a baby when they were a teenager. And I think it's a great role for you and Kristen to play. So tell me what your thoughts were when they told you that you were going to get into this kind of storyline.
Well, initially I was extremely scared because, first of all, Kristen's been on the show for 10 years, and here I come around and get her pregnant and stuff, you know, get Star pregnant. So it's like, you know, I was like, oh, God, and this is going to be terrible. You know, people are going to hate me. But the more I got into it and the more I started to see that we were really making an impact on people's lives, the teenagers, parents, both, I really started getting into it. And it's being written and directed beautifully. But, I mean, like, they're really shown the trials and tribulations of a teen pregnancy. So I think that if we can walk away from the storyline where young girls, young guys as well, and parents can take something away from it and learn from it and be able to talk with their kids about it, I think that, you know, I think that it was all worthwhile. And it is a very controversial story, and unfortunately is a thing that's happening nowadays. But you know, what parent doesn't think about their kid getting pregnant? What, you know, teenage girl, when they get involved and get emotionally involved with a guy, doesn't think about, you know, making the right choices? And that's what we're trying to get people to do, is to make the right choices. Think about what they're doing before they actually do it. Think about the consequences, what could happen if you do this. And if you're okay with that, then fine. But if you have that thought, as long as you have that thought, then that's all we're trying to do. We're not trying to tell people what to do in a certain situation. We're just trying to open people's eyes. And I understand that it's a very sensitive subject, and we don't want to offend anyone, and that's why we're all being very careful about what we say and what we do. But I think it's very interesting how they're playing the story about having Cole want the baby, having Star, you know, which is very reasonable, a thought that Star doesn't want to have this. I mean, they're both young people, and she's deathly afraid, which is totally understandable. I mean, who wouldn't be? I mean, even like, you know, couples that are married and they're in their 30s, they're still afraid of, you know, having a baby.
Absolutely.
I think that Cole is under different circumstances than most teenage boys. You know, he's looking at this baby as his new family. I mean, obviously, you know, he lost his mom and dad, and he feels like this is his replacement family. Not that his parents can never be replaced, but you know what I mean. So it's a very interesting storyline, and we just hope that people can learn from it. And I know that some people don't agree with it, and I totally understand that. But you know, just hope that we don't offend anyone.
Well, I don't. I don't think that. I don't think people think that you're offending anybody or anything, but personally, coming from me as a viewer, as a fan, I'm 38 years old, and I've watched One Life to Live for as far back as I could remember, on and off, between school and work and that kind of thing. And when I was in high school, it was unheard of a girl to have a baby at that age, but my best friend did. She was 15 and a half years old, and she was pregnant. And so I saw everything that they went through. And now, here we are so many years later, I have a 15-year-old, and I make him watch this storyline.
Sure.
Because I want him to see. Yes.
Good for
so
you.
So I totally get it. I totally get it. And I applaud you and Kristen, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. And I was about to say, it's also, you know, we've been dealing a lot with the I can't remember the group, the deal with teen pregnancies and stuff. And
Planned Parenthood?
Like that kind of whole thing. And I brought up the whole thing that it's not just the girls. The girls, you know, the guys need to step up to the plate and not put pressure on a girl. And they need to really talk about it and make sure that everybody's ready and everybody's making the right decision. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, I was really petrified at first, but once I got into it, I was really excited to dig in there and say, you know, because when I first got into this business, when I watch movies and TV shows and stuff, like, I've had some bad things happen in my life, whatnot, not to get into anything, but when I watch movies and TV shows, I get lost, and for whatever problems I'm going through at the time, I forget about.
Right.
You know, and if I can sit there and do that for other people, and they can, you know, walk away from watching our show and really get them to think, I think that's, you know, I feel great. I feel great about myself as a person, that I'm not just up there just, you know, pretending, and I'm actually making a difference. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, you do a wonderful job of it, and everybody in the chat room is applauding what you're saying. You know, of how it's on the guy also, and I do love the fact that they're having Cole be the proactive one in wanting the child, whether, you know, for whatever his reasons are. You know what I mean? Because there are so many occasions, more so, that the men honestly don't want anything to do with it. So that I really like that they're doing that. And as far as you guys, you as soap actors come into everyone's living room every day, 2 o'clock, whatever time it's, you know, in whatever time zone. And people do envelop themselves in your storylines to escape their own realities. And it really does help in so, so many ways. I mean, I'm one of them. I was in and out with soaps for a long, long time. But when I was 32 years old, and people out there who are listening, my listeners, they know this. At 32, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I had 2 children. One was 12 and one was 2. And it was a scary thing for me because I was in and out of hospitals for 6 to 7 months at a time. And
sure.
That's when I got back into soaps. And I kind of like dove back into that lifestyle, you know, of the soaps and getting wrapped up in the storylines. And ultimately, make a long story short, I'm in remission now. And that's what led me to do this radio show, is to bring you guys to a closer connection to the fans that watch you every single day and let them see you on a different page. You know what I mean? You're not just
right.
those people in their living room. You're human beings, and you have purposes other than the television, you know, other than
sure.
the soaps. And they love it. They love it, and I love you guys for coming on and helping me make that happen. So,
sure. Well, on behalf of the testing, congratulations and God bless. I mean, well, you know, keep
oh,
fighting.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah,
that.
Thank you. But, okay, I know that these guys are dying to get on the phone with you. I have about 13 people on hold.
I got to go. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
You are about to have some mean-ass fans with you, honey. They're like, what?
I'm just
what?
Kidding.
You
I'm just kidding. No. I would never do that. No,
okay.
No.
Well, I want to bring on a caller who sent me an email yesterday, after last night's show with Tobias. I posted the bulletin that you were going to be on MySpace, and her name is Amanda, and today's her birthday, or Saturday's her birthday. One day this week is her birthday. So, and her biggest birthday wish was either to meet you, or an autographed picture, or something like that. So when she saw that you were going to be on my show, she was all excited. So I promised
uh-huh.
her that I would get her on the phone with you so you
okay.
can wish her a happy birthday. Her name
yeah.
is Amanda. Amanda,
okay.
come on the phone. You're on the phone with Brandon Buddy. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
How's it going?
I was kind of hoping that it would be later.
No.
I was expecting to be the first person.
Well,
wow.
That's great, you know. First place, baby. What
yeah.
when's your birthday? Saturday?
It's Monday.
Monday.
It's Monday.
The 14th.
Monday.
Yeah.
14th. Okay. Well, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
What are you going to do?
Actually, I'm spending some time with some friends and then I have to go to work.
You have to go to work? Where do you work?
I work at the photo department in Walgreens.
Oh, nice. Do you ever get, like, some weird pictures that you see? Like, naked
pictures and stuff? We get some crazy ones, yeah.
But you can't develop those, right?
It depends on what they are. I mean, like, sexual stuff, we can't. But if they're just off the wall, just people being crazy, then, yeah, we can.
I wonder if people
like,
do that.
Do what?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we can't do, like, pictures of you. People have sent in pictures of, like, stars and stuff. We can't print those either.
Really?
Yeah, because they're copyrighted by whoever took them.
Oh, that's surprising. Huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
huh.
if it's somebody took them while you were in a photo shoot, we couldn't develop them.
I know what you're saying. Like to make copies of them. So like if I brought my son's school pictures in and I didn't want to pay the $50 for the package and I decided I wanted to come scan them, they ain't allowed to do that. In other words,
right? Unless you have
permission
from whoever took them.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
All right. Well, Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda?
Yeah, I'm here.
We're all here? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It cut off. Okay.
All right. Mike, I guess my question would be for you is that what was, out of all the scenes that you've done, what was your favorite to do? From, like, when you started until recently.
That's hard. Wow. I don't know. I mean, honestly, I like working with Tommy or Sam. It's, you know, the kid's so cute, so it's fun working with him because he doesn't act, he's just being real. So when he does spontaneous stuff, you just have to kind of roll with it, and I think that's fun and interesting. But I don't know, you know, the High School Musical stuff was cool. I'm not a singer or a dancer, but it was something that they kind of, like, you know, mix things up a little bit, and that was interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're you know, the more drama for me, the better. You know, when Todd's strangling me or something, or when, you know, whatever's going on, be crying or something. That's when I have a lot of fun. But when I have to stay in the background and just, you know, kind of sit there, yeah, it's fun being there on set. But you know, just I guess the more I have, the better.
Is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you want to?
Maybe John Paul, who plays Rex. Mm. I share a dressing room with him, and so we're always, like, mess around and stuff. But, yeah, I think that'd be fun if we had a couple scenes. It'd be kind of hard to intertwine Cole and Rex, but but I think that'd be fun, yeah, doing a few scenes with Rex.
Mm. Well, being that Rex is a PI, Cole could use him for something, maybe to find out who Todd's got hanging up in that bedroom.
Yeah,
that could
exactly
be one of the ways.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, Amanda, I hope that you have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. Nice talking to you. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, good night.
Okay.
All right. So that was Amanda. And now this next person that I'm going to bring on the phone, her name is Maggie. And she is by far and Kristen's biggest fan. She has been counting down the days since the first time we scheduled, the first time I scheduled with your people, and we had to reschedule it. She's been counting down the days, and she is so excited to talk to you. So she's calling actually from Florida also. And Maggie, where did you go? Did you hang up on me, Maggie? Because I'll be really mad if she did. Wait a minute. She did. She hung up. She probably got so scared. She hung up. Oh, my gosh. Well, Maggie, I'm sorry. That was your chance, and I'll bring you on if you call back. So let's move on over here to area code 239. You're on the phone with Brandon Buddy. 239.
Hey, it's Haley.
Hi, Haley. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Can you hear me?
Of course.
Okay. I just wanted to know if there was anywhere we could see the pictures of your, if there was any pictures of your blonde hair.
Uh-oh. What happened here?
Hello?
Brandon.
Brandon's gone.
Brandon's gone. How is Brandon gone? All right. Wait a minute, Haley. Hang on a minute. Oh, this damn switchboard tonight, I'm telling you. Brandon, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, it said thank you for using whatever, and they
hung up on
me.
That's a damn stupid switchboard, I'm telling you. It's just going absolutely berserk. Okay. Haley, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay,
Haley,
you're
you
on the phone with Brandon.
Okay. I was just wondering if there was a place we could see pictures of you and your blonde hair.
me and my blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
I think I burned all those pictures, actually. They're all incinerated. no, I don't think so. But you know what? I'll go through my little photo box and see if I can put one up on my my fan site.
Okay.
You do know where that is, right? And you are a member.
Yeah, yeah, I am a member. And your karaoke video is now up. I don't know if you know that, but the one I took in May.
Oh, no. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay, well.
So anyone who wants to see Brandon sing some more, you can go watch that.
But it's not really singing, though. I was making fun of the song and stuff. So, I mean, I was trying, of course, but it's okay. Never mind. Yeah, it was.
Okay.
What was that event? It was a charity.
It was
event.
Tails and Tots. Yeah.
Tails and Tots, and one of the activities was for you and a fan to get up and sing a karaoke song. And we got a song that was in Greece. I can't remember what the song was exactly. And not being a singer that I'm not, I went up there and just was just having fun. And, well, you guys go check it out.
And will you be at Chris and Larson's fan club event in August?
I'm not sure because I'm actually stopping by, I believe, Justice's event and then Catherine Hicklin's event, so I might be swinging by theirs as well.
Okay.
So I can't give you a definite on that, but I'll try.
Alrighty. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
nice
for calling
and
yelling.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. This next caller did a paper, actually, on the teen pregnancy storyline. Area code 201, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi.
My name's Tony Ann, and I just wanted to tell both you and Kristen you're doing a fantastic job on the storyline. I don't believe any other actors, no disrespect to Brittany and Jason, I love them as well, could pull this storyline off the way you two have.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
I'm a college, well, I was a freshman at the time I wrote the paper. I'm now a sophomore. And my sociology professor told us for our final paper we could do any story, like any TV show, any movie, anything that has an impact on young people, and I chose your storyline with Brandon. I mean, with the baby storyline, and I actually
sure.
got an A on
that
paper.
Oh, great. Congratulations. Good.
And
well, thank you. That means a lot
It was by far the easiest paper I've ever had to write.
Oh, good. Good. Well,
I also
you.
Have
That's
a question for you regarding
sure.
your appearances. Do you know if you're going to be at Stars and Strikes in September?
That's at the Bowling
28th.
One, right?
Yeah, the 28th of September.
Yeah, I've been there the last 2 years, so I don't see why not, because actually bowling's a big sport of mine. I love to bowl, so
yes.
And I love, you know, being there and bowling with all my fans and beating their butts. So
you're going to beat my butt, because I actually have tickets to that as a birthday present.
Oh, really? Okay, that's a challenge then. A challenge. Wait, are you good? Are you any good?
I haven't bowled in a couple of years.
Okay, then it's a challenge.
It'd be an honor to get beat by you, Brandon.
Oh, shucks. Well, thank you again for that, the compliments, and that means so much, and I appreciate that. And I'll definitely, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I don't want to say I'll definitely be there and not be able to show up if I'm out of town or whatnot, but I'll definitely try my best to make it.
Okay, and congratulate Kristen on the job she's doing on the storyline as well, and tell her thank you for her email back for her birthday.
I will, definitely.
Thank you, and we'll keep supporting you. And by the way, a lot of your fans, we love you. We love you, Brandon, but we don't appreciate the changes in Cole.
You know what?
We don't appreciate the changes in Cole lately.
Really? Okay, well.
But you're doing a fantastic job with them. So.
I understand. All right. Well, thank you for supporting me, and I'll try to make you guys happy. Just keep, you know, keep watching it.
Watching you act makes us happy, Brandon.
Well, thank you, and hopefully it's going to turn around. I, you know, Cole doesn't want to break up with Star either, so I, you know, we'll just keep watching, keep rooting. We'll be here for you guys. All right. Thank you.
We'll be there for you too. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. All right. My young lady, Maggie, is back. Like I said, she truly is your biggest fan and Kristen's, and she's been counting down the days, so I'm going to bring her on now. Maggie, you are on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Maggie.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, my God.
Calm down. You're okay.
Jose, I'm your number one fan.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
You're so hot.
You're so hot.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, they keep the studio pretty warm, so I sweat a lot there. But thank you so much.
An angel I see of them, and I become a bank cup member. I want to become a fan club member.
You want to be a fan club member?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Oh, okay. Well, if there's a website that you can go to, it's called
Yeah, I was just on it today.
Yeah, it's called BrandonBuddyOnline.com. It's just my name, BrandonBuddyOnline.com.
Yeah.
And you can go and you can register there, and you know, when you register, there's you know, a lot of fun pictures and videos and you know, stuff to buy, T-shirts, pictures, all that stuff. It's a fun site, so go check it out. It's just Brandon Buddy Online.
Yeah. People tell me to you call me for my birthday.
Aw. When's your birthday, Maggie?
February 3rd.
February 3rd?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things by joining the site that you could get the chance of getting a call on your birthday. Unfortunately, I can't guarantee it because you know, being out of town or unfortunately being too busy that I don't want to, you know, like again, I don't want to guarantee something and not be able to come through. But I've tried my hardest to make all the birthday calls I can make so far. But that's, you know, that's one of the chances that you'll get by just joining the site, as well as, you know, exclusive interviews and multiple pictures and whatnot.
Okay. I'm your number one fan.
Thank you so much, Maggie. Keep watching. We got some good stuff coming. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye,
Maggie. Well,
so
you just
sweet.
Made that young lady's day. I can't. She calls in every single show, but your show is what she's been waiting for. I can't even begin to tell you what you did for her. That was really sweet. Very sweet.
That was sweet for me too. That's great. It's, you know, every time I hear compliments, I just feel so, you know, so it's great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you had a lot of people on hold there, buddy. Let's see here. no pun intended on the last name. I just realized that. I'm sorry. You must get that all the time, too, right?
All the time,
Area code 718. New York is in the house. Is that Lissa?
Hi.
Hi. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good. I'm kind of tired. I was at Six Flags today, but I'm all right.
Oh, poor you.
No,
break
up
the
really
violin.
No, it was fun. It was just really, really hot. That's it.
Oh, I know. Every time you go to those parks, it's draining on you.
Yeah, and I was there with my job, so I was with kids, so chasing after them.
Oh, what do you do?
I work at a summer camp.
Oh, good for you. That's fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun, but quite a lot of work too.
Fun. I actually have to tell you, I met you a bunch of times. I actually saw you at the softball game.
Actually, to be honest, you sounded kind of familiar. I just didn't
want
to like, call you out.
My friend and I actually told you we're the ones who knew Jonathan Groff, and we said hello.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I'd call and say hello.
Thanks for calling and saying hello. Appreciate that.
I was just actually wondering, what is your favorite thing to do in New York? Like, what's your favorite thing to do?
Walking my dog in Central Park, actually.
Okay.
I just went and did that today, and, you know, yes, she's actually so lazy, though. It's the laziest dog I've ever seen. She's 9 months, she's a puppy, and she's passed out right now. It's pretty much the girliest dog you can get. It's called a Peek-a-Poo. Yeah, it's half.
Oh, yeah. there's a little video on your website of you and the dog, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's on my website.
Yeah. Go on his website. You'll see it. It's really
yeah.
cute.
Yeah. So I'll be walking her through the park, and we've been walking for maybe 10 minutes, and she'll just drop to the ground.
Aww.
And I'll have to carry her the rest of the way. So it's quite bizarre to see a little puppy be so lazy, but.
Oh, gosh. You know, Brandon, you're going to be getting them doggy bags in the mail now.
Oh, good.
People are going to be sending you doggy bags now to be carrying
oh.
around the dog.
Oh.
Well, I know there's a lot of other people calling, but I just wanted to say hello and have a great rest of the week.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for calling in. And
no
you know,
problem.
Good
Thanks, Alyssa.
No problem. Have a great night. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
And you know, now that she said that, I didn't even... It just escaped my mind because, I don't know, I feel like I'm talking to you like I know you. It's a very odd thing. But we did meet at the softball game. Do you remember that?
You know, if I saw you, I would know that.
Mm-hmm.
I...
Well, I was standing up in the stands, and you were practicing with Sean. And I told you about the show, and I actually gave Brittany Underwood
oh,
a T-shirt
yeah. oh,
for you.
Oh, and you said that you said the other stations were.
I said General Hospital was beating you guys.
Oh,
yes,
General
that's exactly
Hospital,
what I said.
That's right. And I was like, well, we can't let that happen. Okay, yeah.
That's right. Yes.
I remember you. Yeah. Of
that
course.
Totally escaped me, but yeah. Now
yeah.
that Alyssa brought that back up, and I did. I gave Brittany Underwood a T-shirt for you. So if she didn't give it
oh.
to you, ask her where it is.
Oh, I'm gonna get her ass for that.
Because I did.
That was
one for you and one for Kristen.
That was a great game, though, wasn't it?
It really was. It was hot as hell. I thought I was still in Florida, but yeah,
oh, yeah.
It was good. It was good. All right, let's get going over here to area code 646. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
I just wanted to call because I had to ask a question. What was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened on the set to you?
Oh, where do I start? I don't know. I mean, really, probably me trying to keep up. Dancing with those professionals, that was probably pretty embarrassing. You know, because Jason and Brittany and Kristen, they're not professional dancers, but they sure can dance. And then everybody they hired were professional dancers. And me, I got two left feet. So that was pretty embarrassing. But other than that, you know, if you forget a line or you actually one time I had one line. All day, and I was making a joke saying that I would mess up, and I totally jinxed myself because, you know, the girl that plays Langston, her name is Brittany.
Yeah.
So I went out, I decided to go out into the basketball, the gym or whatever, and say, Langston, cut it out or whatever. I forget what the line was, and I called her Brittany. And I had one line like I messed up, so that was kind of embarrassing too, but yeah, that's about it.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All
thank
right.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Nicole. Okay, let's move on to area code 917, another New York number. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, everybody.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey, it's Larissa from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Right
on. Nice.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Lisa.
What's going on?
Nothing. You have a question for Brandon?
Yes, I actually do. I was wondering if you have any influences in the acting world or anybody that you like to watch particularly on the movies, television, whatever.
I mean, there's, of course, you have to say Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, just the legendary people like that, But to be honest with you, every time I watch any kind of movie, any kind of show, I watch all the actors and actresses, and if they do something I like, I steal from them. It could be from, I'm a big fan, actually a big fan of Amanda Bynes, not that that's my casting at all, but But she'll do things here and there that I'll, you know, I like and stuff. And there's, you know, I watch everything. I'll watch the Disney Channel just to see, you know, what's going on there. I watch everything.
And a variety of things, I see.
Yeah, of course. You know, if you're really a dedicated actor, and you actually really want to, you know, to make a career out of this, I want you know, fans to actually like me and stuff. So I really, you know, I look at everything and I kind of pick and choose what I want and see if, you know, some things obviously don't work because, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm not as funny as those funny people. But
stop! I've met you. You're definitely funny.
Oh well, thanks.
You are.
So it just depends on who it is and what it is, and you know, I've even probably stolen some of his stuff. Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson, is just
they're amazing. I enjoy watching them a lot. Actually,
yeah, I think anyone that's out there actually working, they've obviously had to do something right to get there. So.
Good people to follow, for sure.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, I just want to reiterate basically what everybody's been saying. You're doing a fantastic job. I've been a fan of yours from the beginning, and you've always been so sweet. I met you at the softball game and everything, and I just think you're just an amazing person, and I'm so talented.
Well, thank you so much. That really means a lot. I'm working hard for you guys, and then to hear that just really makes me want to go back to work tomorrow and kick some butt. So.
Well, it definitely shows. I think you really are doing great. So I thought you should know that, and I'm sure you're going to hear it a lot tonight. So.
Oh well, I can't hear too much of that. So thank you so much.
All right. Well, I know there's so many people on the phone right now.
Yes,
darling,
it is.
Okay, so it was really nice talking to you, and thank you so much for taking the time out to do this for us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, anytime. Thank you, Joanne. Good night.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Moving right along, guys. Area code 989. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, my God.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better now.
I'm just so excited. I'm, like, a huge fan. You have no idea. I'm, like... I can barely talk over here. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I was actually wondering, how do you feel about the way Cole's been acting with everything and going to Todd? I mean, he keeps saying about how much he, like, cares about his mom, but does he even think what his mom would do if he knew that he was going to the man who raped her?
Wow, that's a great question. Yeah, it's actually something that's going to be brought up and stuff I'm working on tomorrow, and to be honest with you, I think that Cole is just—he's so desperate right now. This is his last move. He doesn't know where to go from here, and he thinks that Todd's the only person that can actually stop Star from giving the baby away. So obviously, he's really dead set on keeping that baby. And I think he just kind of acts in off the cuff. He really doesn't really think about what he's doing. He just kind of does it, which it's a good lesson for everybody to think before they do. I don't know if you saw the scenes in the park where they get Star and Cole get in like a fight. It's from there where he really decides that he Star's like, I'm gonna have to do what I have to do. And Cole's like, all right, fine. Well, then I have to do what I have to do. And then that's where it takes him. And I think, and then after those scenes, he knows he screwed up. He actually goes to, he knows he messed up pretty bad and he talks about it. So it's a great question. And, you know, it causes great story. I personally don't think he made the right move. But then again, it was pretty intense when he went to knock on Todd's front door. I was in the scenes and I even was on the edge of my couch, like, what? No way! Are you serious?
It was
a great question.
You and Trevor both did an amazing job. Just so you know, we all love you.
Oh well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, hopefully I can continue to, you know, entertain you guys. So just just be here for us, and I'll be here for you guys.
Okay, we definitely will, and good luck next year. You definitely deserve an Emmy. Your scenes have been amazing.
Well, thank you.
You should have
so
gotten
much.
One this year. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, other people are calling. Good night, Julian.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Now, I saw on your website that you in one of your podcasts that you said that the red carpet's not your thing. Were you intimidated by it, or are you just not up for all the glamour stuff like
well,
that?
Well, it's a little of both. I mean, I feel like I have to, you know, when I'm there being interviewed, I feel like I have to say the right things, and I don't want to say the wrong thing, especially when the topic is teen pregnancy, you know, you don't want to, you know, step on any toes and say the wrong thing. And but also, again, like when I watch like the Golden Globes or the you know, the or whatever, any kind of award show, and like, who are you wearing stuff? The wonderful wardrobe department at Will Have to Live hooks me up with my wardrobe. So I don't know anything about that stuff. I wear jeans and a t-shirt all the time. That's all I wear.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it's fun to be
well,
there.
Well, I can get that. Yeah, I heard. And also, you had a little run in there with Ellen DeGeneres, a little goof off with her. That's really cute.
Yeah, I love Ellen. She's my girl.
Yeah, she's a fantastic person.
She has no idea who I am, but, you know, she's my girl.
She'll know you now, that's for sure. She definitely will. Well, you know, JP said on the red carpet that the wonderful cast in the wardrobe department furnished him with his tux also, so there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Let's see. I have a question from Zach in the chat room. He wants to know who on the show you haven't worked with that you would like to, because he can't hear. The Blog Talk Network is going a little crazy tonight as far as what people can hear and what they can't. What has been your weirdest fan experience?
I really haven't had any weird fan experience. Every fan I encounter, it's been such a great experience. There's no crazy story actually. They've all been great.
And how was your perception of Super Soap Weekend?
Oh, Super Soap Weekend was insane. I don't even know where to begin with that. It was just like. I love to pay detailed attention to each individual, and they, you know, unfortunately, they don't allow you to do it, but not because, you know, it's just so, just the time schedule is so packed.
Right.
So that was a little frustrating for me, but otherwise, you know, it was great just to see the turnout of all the fans.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's pretty overwhelming. For you guys when you first get there, especially for someone that's never been, definitely.
Right.
Okay, we're going to bring on area code 757. Stephanie, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Stephanie.
Actually, J10's on the phone with me.
Oh, I got to hang up now.
Don't you forget the name of my charity event, and then you got to hang up the phone when I'm on?
Oh, J10, I'm sorry.
You're funny.
What's up, J10? What's going on?
Nothing. We're listening to support you. We figured we'd call in and say hey. And support Joanne, of course, too, because she has a great show.
Yeah. Thank you, darling.
So have a question. We want to know what video games you play with JP in that decrepit old
Nintendo game system
in your room. Yeah.
Actually, our room is awesome. JP and I, we hooked it up. We painted the walls. We bought a leather couch. We got, you know, we're actually going to take down the whole wall mount thing they have and put a flat screen, so we're hooking it up. But we have the old Nintendo in there.
We know, with the drumstick to hold it down.
The one, okay. Well, usually, and JP plays a lot of weird games that I've never even seen before, but I usually play Super Mario 3.
Awesome. The raccoon's the best, right?
Yeah, I love that. I guess when I get so frustrated when I don't win, I like throw stuff. It's really bad.
Not like Brandon. Never Brandon.
Never Brandon.
No.
Never. Well, anyway, we want you to go back to your fans, so we were just calling in for support. Yeah. And so I can yell at you for forgetting the charity event.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not that I forgot. I forgot. Yeah.
That's one of those blonde moments.
Yeah. The dye is still seeped in there somewhere.
Yeah, the dye.
You know I love you, J-10.
Yeah, I love you too sometimes.
Oh.
She loves
right,
you all the time.
There it is.
But we'll see you in August, and give Mittens a big hug and a kiss for me.
I will.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
bye, girls.
Bye.
Thanks.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye.
Okay, yeah. You definitely have some dedicated fans there, Brandon.
Well, that's great.
You definitely do. And you know, the good thing about soap fans is that no matter what you do, as long as an actor in soap stays true to their fans will always stay true to the actor. And they will follow you no matter where you go.
Well, I always say when the fans like, thank you for your time, I'm like, well, thank you for putting me here. I mean, you know, I worked hard to get here, but I wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for them. I mean, they keep your career going. So it's you know, you got to stay loyal to your fans.
Right. Yeah. No. Definitely. I totally agree with you there. I've seen it happen with people that I won't mention that started out like really, really headstrong, you know, with their fans, and then it kind of dwindled off to,
sure.
you know, no responses, no this, no that. So it's good to see people recognize that, you know, the fans are the ones that actually, you know, keep you where you are. So,
yeah, of course.
All right, let's move on to area code 575. You're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't think I would get through, and I did.
Well, here you are.
Okay. My name's Tanya, and I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
And I'm sorry, I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Don't be. It's fine.
But I wanted to tell you you're doing a really good job, and that I've really enjoyed the storyline, even though we all haven't always agreed with it. We still really think you're doing an amazing job.
Sure. Well, thank you.
And I guess my question is, how do you feel doing those scenes with Trevor?
Well, Trevor, like I love working with different actors. I don't get to work with them very often, so of course I love working with them. But Trevor is a very unique actor. He's extremely intelligent. He runs circles around me, so I feel, you know, I always try to keep up with him. It's fun. You know, it's fun working with veteran actors like Trevor and Hillary, who plays Nora, obviously, and all of them. I learn a lot every time I work with them.
It's amazing to watch you because, like, just when Cole had that scene with Nora when she was trying to convince him not to sue Star, I was almost sitting there bawling because he was making me so sad.
Oh, when he was asking for help, right? Like,
yeah, for the legal advice on that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and those, you know, I feel like every time, you know, I can get to a certain amount of emotion that I like into it's because I was helped by the other actor or actress. And Hillary gives me so much. Kristen gives me so much. So I think it really has a lot to do with who you're acting with in the scene. So.
Well, you're doing an amazing job. I've just noticed how much you've just grown as an actor and gotten so amazing even the last nearly 2 years now.
Well, thank you so much. I'm trying to learn quickly to keep up with all these, you know, people that have been on the show for so long. So,
well, I know people want to get through, but I just wanted to let you know you're doing an amazing job in the storyline that I'm sure is not easy for you.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you so much. It's not, but it's going to be worth it. You know, hopefully at the end.
Yeah, and we'll all hold in there and keep watching.
Thank you. Please do. And there's a lot to come. So.
Okay, you have a good night.
You
good
too,
night.
Thank you.
Night. Bye.
Now, Brandon, I wanted to ask you, and I've asked so far a lot of the other people that have been on From One Life to Live. I had Catherine Hicklin on the other night, Eileen Kristen. What were your feelings when you saw the script when they came to you and said, well, not to you directly, but came and said that Forbes was going to be killed off?
I was pretty saddened by it because I knew Forbes personally, and he was a great guy, and I thought that he was a phenomenal actor. So it was pretty sad to hear that, and it's also frightening. You know, when you see a good actor like that get the axe, you know, the first thing you think is, well, you got to step up your game now if that's the case. So it's sad. You never want to see anybody lose their job, especially when it's somebody that you really care about.
Right.
So but unfortunately, this business is extremely vicious, and you just gotta kind of like roll with the punches and ride the wave as long as you possibly can.
Right, and it makes you thank God that you realize, wow, that could have been me. But yeah,
you really appreciate your job. Yeah, exactly.
Do you stay in touch with him outside of work?
I see him every so often, but not too much. We never were,
close.
We saw each other around the studio, but we never really hung out outside the studio so much. So, but he was a really sweet guy. And
do you hang out with anybody outside of work?
Every so often, JP.
Mhm. Oh, I love
but,
him.
I'm sorry.
I love him. I think he's adorable. I love
his
character. I love him as a person. He's just fantastic.
Yeah, he's so funny. The guy just kills me. he's so quick-witted. It's unbelievable. But, every so often him, Kristen, Jason, and Brittany, our little group, we'll hang out every so often. We'll go to dinner and see a movie or something.
Right.
Us four are really close, actually. So it's a good group of people over there. Everybody's really cool.
That's good. Okay, let's bring on my friend Tony here from Chicago. Tony, hi, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good, Joanne. How about you?
Oh, gosh, it's been crazy. Blog Talk is driving me nuts tonight. I'm sorry it took me so long to get to you.
No problem. Just hanging out, listening to the show, and all the other callers, and all your fans, Brandon, who came in to talk to you and I. And I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, me too.
Well, first of all, I want to commend you and Kristen Alderson for that great job of doing that teen storyline. Of course, with help with Ron Calabelli, who wrote a very good script for it. And you guys have done a magnificent job playing it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, Ron's been great. We really love Ron. He's doing a fantastic job.
Oh, no question about it. Okay, but there's one thing that concerns me about the episode I saw the other day with Cole, Wayne, to Todd, and as to try to protect the child that Star was going to give to Michael and Marcy McBain. Do you think he made the right decision, or did he make a colossal mistake just now?
I personally think he made a mistake. The circumstances that Cole is going through, a lot of people haven't been through. I personally haven't been through it. You know, he lost both of his parents at a young age.
Right.
That alone is going to, alter your perception of life.
Right.
And he gets, he's deeply in love with Star. Like, he's, so infatuated with this young girl. Then he gets her pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden he sees this as his new family. He's living kind of in a dream world with this whole situation. But you kind of like, if you really, like when I'm reading the scripts, I I'm sitting and looking at this like, really? Okay, but you have to sit there and put yourself in his situation and in his position. And it's something that I could maybe possibly see myself doing. It's very far-fetched. It's a very off the cuff move by going to Todd. I mean, this is his arch enemy. This guy that's
right.
That raped his mom. It's a very it's a really bold decision he made. But all in all, ultimately it created a good story. Like I told another caller, I mean, I was in these scenes, and I was on the edge of my seat saying, no, he's not ringing his doorbell right now. You know, it was really, it brings out, you know, brings up conversation and stuff. But,
absolutely.
No, I personally don't think he made the right choice. But, you know, you'll see. He's not, he's going to second guess himself.
Right.
So,
you know, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you know what? If you just said, when he just went up to Todd's door, I would have just came up and say, don't you even think about ringing that doorbell. Don't you even think about going to Todd. I would have dragged this tail back home.
I know. It's, you know, but like I said, what's he was desperate and he made a really bold move that he's eventually gonna regret. But
He is going to seriously regret that. That definitely, no doubt.
Yeah, it created a good story so far, so I guess. But but I personally didn't agree with it. So anyway.
Okay. Well, hang on there, Tony. Brandon, we actually ran into overtime 15 minutes. Do you have time for a few more calls, or do we have to let you go?
A couple more. Unfortunately, I have an early call time tomorrow, so I got to pack it in.
Okay. Well, I'll take the next two callers here in line. Area code, where am I? I can't even see. Area code 860, you're on the phone with Brandon. Nope, they're not. They hung up on me, so bump you. Okay, area code 678, you're on the phone with Brandon. Hello?
Hello, anyone there?
Nope, they're not there either, so I think girls are just starting to get a little shy here. Area code 815, you're on the phone with Brandon.
Hi, it's Lena.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, I'm just a little nervous.
Oh, don't be. I'm walking around in my underwear right now.
Oh, you're fine. These girls are going to go nuts now.
Oh, my God. I just got that picture in my head.
Oh, my God. I was trying to make you less nervous. So, okay.
What's your question, Lena?
Well, actually, I don't have a question. I have a big comment that a lot of my friends are talking about. You need to be responsible to get Cole a new wardrobe.
Oh, thank you. Don't even get me started. Hey, listen, I've already brought it up once before, and you know the thing is I'm there to act. I'm not there to dress myself. But I brought it up once, and that's all I'm gonna do. And hopefully they can, you know, hopefully they'll understand what I'm saying soon. But yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. I say.
Yeah, they do dress him a little old.
Well, they dress him a little weird, a little awkward. You know, I wear khakis 80% of the time. And no offense, I love khakis. I love khakis, but when I'm going to church or something, you know, like. You know,
my grandpa wears khakis.
I don't ever remember wearing khakis in high school, and I don't remember very many people wearing khakis in high school, and. I even asked, I was like, so is Cole supposed to be kind of geeky, or is he, like, kind of cool, or what? Oh, no, he's really cool. Yeah, he's cool. Well, khakis, I'm sorry. I mean, khakis are cool if you're wearing them to the right event, but
right.
You got to be more cooler clothes. You got to get more cooler clothes.
And then last week they had him in, or was it the week before last, they had him in some kind of white sport coat.
Like, what the heck is that?
Yeah, the gray sport coat. Well, that was an improvement from...
Oh.
I mean, that was I kind of liked the sports coat. That was kind of cool. I mean, because I guess he was dressing up to you know, go over to Star's house for dinner or something. But
mm-hmm.
But
okay.
You know, they have a hard job over there. They're dressing, you know, how many people? So it's you got to give them some credit.
Okay, is that it, Lena?
I love you, and I think you're doing a great job with the storyline. Tell Kristen that, too.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Okay. Bye,
okay,
Lena.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Lena.
Bye.
Okay. Well, I just want to say thank you to you, Brandon, and I apologize for keeping you a little longer than planned due to this little mess up with the switchboard.
Quite all right.
It's been a pleasure having you, and I definitely would love for you to come back. I would actually love it if I could get you and Kristen to come on together and do a little a little thing there. I think that would be fantastic.
A little duet on
yeah.
the air.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. Yeah, well, I'll talk to her about it and see if we can work
something
out.
Absolutely, that would be great. Can I ask you, before I let you go, would you mind doing like a little a spot promo for the show? This is Brandon Buddy on Stardust Radio.
And don't forget the Christina Chambers shout-out, too.
Oh, yeah. So what do you want me to say again? I'm sorry.
Just this is Brandon Buddy on Stardust Radio. You know,
okay.
That kind of thing. Because we're recording, sure. And I'll just use it like the promo like you heard in the beginning with Tobias and JP, that kind of thing. But whenever
sure.
you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
You're ready.
All right. This is Brandon Buddy on Stardust Radio. Enjoy.
Perfect. Again, I want to say thank you to Brandon, and thank you to everyone that called in to talk to him. We'll work on having him come back in the near future once the storyline takes a pivotal turn, which I'm sure it will.
Thank you for everyone calling in. Really appreciate it. Thank you for all the great compliments.
All right,
Brandon,
keep up the good work. Oh, who's that?
It's Georgette. Brandon, Christina, I talked to Christina last night. She just wanted me to tell you say hello.
Okay. All right. I love that. Christina
Chambers? Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
So
okay.
I was told to tell you hello. But thanks for talking. Did a good job today. So.
Oh, my pleasure.
Thanks, Brandon. Have a great night, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Georgette, thank you so much for bailing me out of the worst technical difficulty I've had on Blog Talk since I've started this show.
Yes, that's you definitely commanded, Georgette. Definitely.
Thanks.
Yes.
No prob.
Yes, and everybody who's still on the phone, I'm sorry I didn't get to you guys. It ran into overtime, and it wouldn't have been fair for me to keep him any longer than we did. He has a call time tomorrow, but again, we will definitely have him back when the storyline changes up. We do have a few minutes left. Yeah, hopefully he'll bring Kristen with him. Tomorrow night, Mark Lawson will be on the show,
mm-hmm.
and Thursday, Lauren St. Victor from Guiding Light will be on the show, who plays Remy. So it's going to be a cool week. And the next week, we're going to switch gears a little bit into General Hospital Night Shift. Ethan Raines will be on the show Monday. Tuesday will be Jason Thompson, and Wednesday will be Bradford Anderson. They're all going to be coming on to talk about General Hospital Night Shift Season 2. And the following week, on the 21st, will be Carrie Southworth, who is another actress from General Hospital Night Shift. She's a new character. And then on Tuesday, July 22nd, will be Christina Chambers, former Marty Sabro. I'm very excited about that. So I know that she definitely still has fans out there, and I expect everyone to call in and show their support to Christina.
Yeah, and I'll definitely
be here. Because you guys are so loyal, so loyal to a fault. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay, well, we have a few minutes left. Did anybody watch One Life to Live today, Georgette, Tony?
Yep, sure did.
I don't watch anymore.
Oh, come on, Georgette.
Well, because of course,
I have to stick my grounds and show my support and keep my foot down. He doesn't expect me to do that, but I want to do that for him to show my support, so...
So you're protesting,
I don't watch anymore.
So you're protesting basically before it's firing, right?
Yeah, so I don't want... And the show is doing... Like, Brandon Buddy is really good, and he does well with Kristen Alderson. But I if I'm going to watch the show, I'd rather watch all of it or none of it. So I don't even watch anymore.
Not only that,
I've been really busy. I don't have time to watch, so...
I don't blame you.
I don't watch. Don't kill me. I don't watch. But I know what's going on, but I just don't watch.
Right. Well, Georgette is heading out to California to the General Hospital Fan Club weekend.
Yep, tomorrow.
Cool.
Actually, my flight's at 6 tomorrow.
Yeah,
wow.
You're going to be bleary-eyed when you get to Cali. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I know. Man.
You've
got
to be excited, too.
What happened?
You got to be excited, too, right?
Yep. I got to finish packing. I still have to finish packing. I have to make phone calls now, and I have to go do other things before I get ready to leave, and then I hate packing. I was reminded today why I hate packing. I really do hate packing. Not fun at all.
Yeah, it's definitely not fun, that's for sure. I know that. I've been packing away. I got to pack a house, 7-8 rooms before the end of July. So I know
that's definitely not fun at all.
Not at all. Not at all.
No.
But I'm really appreciative of you bailing me out tonight, Georgia. I don't know what is up with Blog Talk, but I am definitely going to
give him a piece of your mind tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Come out, Joanne.
Oh gosh. You know, I'm reading in the chat room, and I want to say thank you to everyone really that does call in and that does listen, because if it wasn't for you guys, then I really wouldn't have a reason to do a show. I hope you will go and rate it. It'll be available for download after 30 minutes once we hang up. But everybody's saying thank you to me, thank you to me. I do this for everyone, you know. I mean, I get a kick out of talking to everybody, and I get a
Absolutely.
Kick out of making people's days for birthdays and whatever I can do. I like to do it. So just keep the listenership up, and as long as you guys do that, I'll be able to bring you as many people as I could possibly get. So,
right.
Like Brandon said, you know, it ties it back to what Brandon said. It is about fans, and I have listeners. So if it's not for my listeners, I wouldn't have a show. And if it wasn't for the actors, I wouldn't have a show. So I thank the actors for taking the time out of their schedules to come on to Stardish, and then also for you guys to take time out of your nights to listen. So I'm just the middleman here, you know. I'm the connector. Without the other two parts, there would be nothing. So,
well, would be no show, Joanne.
That's right, absolutely. So I definitely appreciate everybody listening.
Well, it was a pleasure.
And I hope that a lot of people will tune in tomorrow night for Mark Lawson and show the newbie some love.
I will be. I love me some Mark Lawson.
Yeah.
I will be. I don't know when I'm going to call in. I'll be in California, so I'm going to call in maybe for like 5-10 minutes and then just hang up. Normally I like to listen to the interview.
Right, right.
But I'm going to call and talk to him and show my support and then go on about my ways, because we're going out tomorrow night already. Fun starts tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Georgette, quick question. What's the bet you're going to hit first when you get out there?
What's the what?
What's the first event you're going to hit when you get out there?
Well, they don't start till Thursday, but we start the festivities early every year on Wednesday night.
I know.
We all go out and we go drinking. It's fun. You know, sometimes got to loosen up before it's time. The first event I'm going to, though, is the kickoff, which is Thursday night, and we don't even know who shows up to that. They leave that surprise every year. So it's like whoever shows up. Last year they had a pretty good turnout. So Steve Burton showed up and Bradford was there. And we had Rick Hurst was there. And a lot of people, a lot of good people were there. Greg Vaughn was there. So it was cool. Cool. Fun.
Georgette's going to go out and pimp out Stardish Radio. That's what she's going to go to California to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That's right. Go plug other people. You know, we'll get some people who haven't been on. Tell them, hey, come on.
Any requests, Joanne?
Oh, are
yeah.
you kidding me? I want Steve Burton with his shirt off. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
did I
say that out loud?
Yes,
listen, this is just a thing, but you know what? Seriously, I have two cases of Mona V downstairs in my kitchen that I'll give him to come on the show.
Oh, man.
I'll have to talk to Steve and see what he says. I'll mention it to him and see what he says.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
If Steve got on, oh, my God, that would be bad. The circuit would blow.
Oh, it would. It would. Look, I'm all for anybody that wants to come on the show. I'm actually waiting to hear back from Antonio Sabato Jr. For next week, too, so I'm hoping that'll come to fruition, I'm hoping. But there's a lot of people from General Hospital who haven't been on the show that I would love to have. I mean, there's Nazanin Maurice.
Been on?
Who?
Nazanin
Borgnati?
You
know
what?
No,
she wasn't on our show yet. When I did speak to her publicist, she's been in and out of the country a lot.
She has been.
So,
I've been talking to her. Yeah, she's been really busy.
Yeah, so it's been a little difficult nailing down a date for her, but it's definitely out there. Look, I put out requests for everybody, that every cast member that you can think of. So whoever comes through, you know. I mean, I'll do what I can to get who I got to get, you know what I mean? Don't anybody hang up yet. Wait a minute. Let me just close this show out, right? Thank you for listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. We have 51 seconds left. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Mark Lawson from One Life to Live. Thursday, Lauren St. Victor from Guiding Light. Next week, Ethan Raines, Jason Thompson, and Bradford Anderson. Tune in. Don't forget to rate the show once it's done downloading. And everybody have a great night.
Good night.
Hey, everybody. This is Brandon Barash, and thank you for listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is John Blodison.
This is John Paul Lavoisier, and you're listening to Stardish Radio. Tune in. It's a blast.
Okay. All right, guys. We're streaming now. I just wanted to get that ending. I hate when the ending goes and I don't get to do my little thing at the end, and it just goes, like, off into to never land. I would love to, a lot of people from General Hospital to come on. I would love for Steve Burton to come on, but the truth of the matter is that he really doesn't do press that often. And Kristen Storms and, she refused a couple of times for whatever reasons. You know, I mean, everybody's got their own reasons for not wanting to do it, but I'm hoping that by word of mouth from the listeners that they'll see that it's a positive experience.
Not counting on you, Georgette.
I am. I'm trying. Like Joanne said, there are a lot of people who really don't want to have anything to do with it. And it's a shame because they have fans out there who really do support them, and they're basically
right.
The reason that they're still there, and they don't seem to see
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So,
I can only advertise as much as I can, and I'm working on T-shirts and all kinds of stuff. I'm working on a full-blown website that I'll have, stuff to purchase and Stardust stuff. And I send out stuff as much as I can to the people who have been on the show. You know, that was like one of the purposes of me going to New York was to promote the show. And, you know, I spent quite a bit of money on making T-shirts and stuff for these actors because I want, you know, I want Stardish Radio to fall out of their mouths, you know, to their cast members and stuff like that. So, you know, once I start generating some cash, you know, I'll be able to put some more money into it and start promoting it a little more. Because like I said, even though I do not get paid for this job, it is a job to me, and I treat it that way, you know. So everything I put into it comes out of my pocket, and it'll come. People will start realizing that it's a positive experience with their fans, and hopefully, you know, they'll want to come on, you know.
Absolutely.
You guys talk real quick. I'll be right back.
Hold
on, I'll be right back. I'm getting something.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay. No, me too.
But, so I'm hoping that, you know, once they see, you know, this actor's been on, that actor's been on, you know, and they'll be like, oh, okay, it wasn't so bad. It's not, you know, it's no pressure, no nothing. You know, you ain't got to be afraid of what you say or what you do or how you look. You know, then, you know, it'll make them feel a little bit more comfortable to come on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. You're right, because you have a lot of actors who would like to come on, and most of the time they would like to come when you send the invitations to them, and then sometimes they do get things done, but then something, you know, always screwed up, like the publicist or anything screws it up, and they don't get on, and then or they miss the date or they miss the time they called in, all that stuff. But when you get the people who actually snub you and say, oh, I don't do any views, then
yeah.
then whatever.
Exactly. Okay. And that just shows the level of dedication they have towards their fans. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And, you know, in if it was me, if I was that actor, I think I would gravitate more towards something like this than I would a magazine, because anybody could say anything to a reporter that's writing something for a magazine.
Right.
You know, and but when it comes to something like this, it's like it's a physical thing. You're actually speaking to your fans. You're telling them what you want them to hear, and you know, you're answering their questions. So I think that would be something more attractive to me than doing a Q&A for a newspaper or a soap rag or something like that.
Absolutely.
You know, I think I would do that first before I did any kind of paper interview. And another thing is also next Monday, the 14th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I didn't promote it, and I'm sorry I didn't. I'm looking at my calendar.
Well,
I'm having an
actress
on.
Oh, you can promote tomorrow night, Joanne.
I'm sorry?
You can promote it tomorrow night, Joanne.
Yeah, no, I will. Alana Ubach. She's a film actress who's been in Meet the Fockers. She's been in Legally Blonde 2, Clock Watchers, and she has a play out right now called Patriotic Bitch.
Oh, my God. Is that the title?
Yeah, that's the title, and it looks really interesting. I got her press kit the other day, so I'm anxious to talk to her also. I mean, she's not in the soap world, and that's fine with me. You know, I don't turn away guests, and she was suggested to me through one of my contacts through the soap world. So I'm excited about that. So, but she has to do it in the afternoon, though, so...
Right, so then you're going to have
show.
And then you're going to have Ethan Rains on at night, right?
That night, yeah. So that should be definitely interesting. Yeah, if you look her up online, she's a very beautiful girl. She played in, you remember Meet the Fockers with Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro?
Oh,
she played the Spanish maid who took Ben Stiller's virginity, and she played Reese Witherspoon's best friend in Legally Blonde 2.
Uh-huh.
You know, so she's definitely done quite a few things, and she's definitely up and coming, and the critics say she's the one to watch out for, so
I definitely got to do my research on her tomorrow and see what stuff she's been up to and all that jazz. I definitely need to do my research on her.
Yeah.
I'm back, guys. Sorry, I had to go downstairs.
We were just chatting away, Georgette.
That's okay.
I'm going to go back downstairs. My family members are all going to sleep, and I'm not going to go to sleep until I have to go on the plane because I have things to do. So I was like, oh, crap, and my sister, I have to have her do something for me because I won't have a computer when I'm in California. So I have to go make her do it for me. So I explained to her what she has to do.
All right, well... You know what? I thank both of you. Tony, you always come through in a pinch. And Georgia, again, I really appreciate what you did for me tonight. That was really, you know, stellar of you.
No big deal.
Hey, no problem,
and
Joanne.
I truly want you to have a great time during this fan club weekend.
Message me your phone number, and I'll call you on there.
Safe travel to you, Georgia.
I will definitely. Oh, they have a blog talk. It just threw me out again. I don't know what the hell's up with them. It just popped me right out again.
Give them hell in the morning, you know. But I email in the morning, whatever. Give them hell.
I'm going to. All right, guys. Well, I'm off to bed. And you guys have a great night, Georgette. Stay awake. Don't go to sleep until you get on that plane because you'll be dying if you do.
Absolutely.
I know, that's what everybody's telling me. It's not a good idea.
Right, don't forget
to
sign Megan Ward for
there.
Us when we get there. And when you get there, say hi to Megan Ward for us, okay?
Oh, yes. Make sure you do say hi to Megan. As a matter of fact, too, let her know that I just sent her out a package today to her publicist. I sent her out a couple of Stardish T-shirts, and I sent her out a couple of gifts also to, for her children. So make sure she knows that. Oh, and you know what, too? Wait a minute. Can I get back in here? Let me see, because I'll tell you. Well, she's got almost 1,600 downloads of her show. That's as much as I could say.
Wow, that's a lot.
She's the most successful show that Stardish Radio has ever had. Just tell her I said that.
Wow.
Definitely the most successful. And I just sent you an instant message with my cell phone number, too.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, everyone. Good night. Dredgette, safe flight. Tony, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Same time, same place. Good night.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Night.